listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald, and tonight we are going to be taking a caller to do a reading. And while we're waiting, I'd like to let you know that I can be reached by my website, yourmedium.ca. I am also on Facebook and Instagram, Shelly Ann Psychic Medium, and I'm also a minister with the Spiritualist Alliance Church here in North Vancouver. So if you're in the area, you can come by and see us on Sundays at 1 p.m. And we're also available on Zoom. All of our services are streamed. So if you're interested in seeing a Spiritualist Sunday service, do check us out. So I'm very excited to have a caller here again tonight. I love doing this work, and it's always nice to have someone come in that needs a little bit of help and love for the evening. So I'm really kind of getting myself prepared for this one, all excited. I feel like there's someone who's going to come in right now who really needs that that little bit of support and maybe answer some questions that they have of what's going on in their life. So as we wait here, we're going to have a caller come in real quick. And I want to give you guys a little bit of heads up about how I work as I'm doing this. A lot of the times I will, most of the time, I work as a medium. So I do bring in past loved ones. So if you're looking for a mediumship reading, I'm a good person to reach out to, because I'm able to bring your past ones in and give you that love and support from them. So I have someone online here right now, Cameron in Sydney, New South Wales. So we can bring Cameron in. Can you hear me, Cameron?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Well, thank you.
Or how this are you? Morning. Good. I'm not sure what time it is there for you, so it could be morning. I have no idea, but you're here. Well, thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad you could join us here today. Is there something particular you want some help with today, Cameron? Or we just want a reading in general?
Just a reading in general would be nice.
Okay. All right, we're going to go into this then. I feel like there's something that you're wanting to do. It's like there's something to study or a change around something like that. Would that make sense to you? There's learning.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And what I'm getting from all this is that you just really don't know if you should do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Basically.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is that, you know, you're feeling, am I really on the right path with this or not? Because it feels like there's a financial investment in this, and you're concerned that I'm going down this road, I better make sure this is right.
Yeah.
Okay. I have somebody here who's coming in nice and closer. They're pushing in. And they're saying, they're wanting to remind you, any education is good education.
Okay.
Right? There's value in doing this. But they're also stressing is, making sure that, how do I put this? Because it's kind of an oxymoron, like it's a little bit backwards here, because any good education is good education. But I'm getting a sense that, is somebody wanting you to do this path versus you being 100% sure?
No, it's something that I do want to do, but it's something that I've kind of hit a wall in.
Hmm. Okay. I'm getting there's some sort of push with this as well, like an external push. Now you're smart enough. You have this. And I feel like there's a lot of angst and worry about this, but it's all going to sort itself out.
Sure.
Right. And it feels like this is good for you. This is definitely a good path. And it feels like the further along you get into it, the better it's going to feel for you.
Okay.
Right. It's right now there's that trepidation, like, ooh, this is a load of cash. You're very responsible. And that's one of the things that's tough for you, is because you just don't want to throw this around and decide that, oh yeah, ooh, this is awful, I don't really want to do this. But it feels like with that responsibility, you thought this through already quite a bit. It feels like there's going to be little tweaks along the way for you, Cameron, though. Like there's little bits and pieces that you're gonna kind of massage, but it's all gonna work along the same path for you. This is a good goal. Now I'm also hearing about course load too. It feels like this is going to be a big job in itself.
Sure.
Right. And they want to remind you to take care of yourself in all this as well, because not to overload yourself.
Sure, makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, because you have the work ethic to dive into this thing and blast away, but it'll kind of detract from the other parts of your life as well. So they really want to make sure you have some balance in this, and that you take care of yourself. I'm hearing if it takes a little bit longer, it's better than burnout. I mean, in any case, right? But it feels like you could burn the candle at both ends and make this happen. But at the same time, Cameron, that's not necessarily the best thing for you.
Sure.
So they're asking you to pace yourself with this one. And there's pieces of this that it's going to be absolutely fascinating for you. And what I feel that in and around this education, it's going to bring you around more like-minded people.
Okay.
Who are studying or doing this kind of work. And I feel like in and around this education, there's also a lot of really healthy, interesting discussion that's going to help foster this education of yours. It's like there's connections being made with people. And it's going to bode really well with your personality, because Cameron, I can feel that you are a very kind and sensitive person, and that this is really up your alley. And that the people that you're going to come into contact and make these lovely connections with are going to be the same way. They both have that care and concern, like you do. I feel like there's a little bit of do I work while I'm doing this? Would that make sense to you as well? Like, how is this all going to fit together?
Yeah, that's actually a really big question that I've been asking.
Okay, so put it out to spirit. It's a neat little trick us mediums have. We put it out to spirit and ask for some help to the highest and best with this, about gaining a job that will not only support this endeavor of yours, but to also maintain, you know, your sanity and your finances.
Okay.
Right? Because there's somebody over there, that's like a grandparent or someone who's like really big into this. And there's a male, like a grandfather. Do you have a grandfather in spirit?
I do.
Okay. So he's kicking around here and he's like, this is great. This would be something that he would be one of your biggest champions about.
So
there's a lot of pride in this path that you've taken, and just you as an individual and how you've gotten yourself to this point and this path to study. And he's saying that there's lots and lots of help over here for you too, that, you know, if you're stuck with something, just put it out to them and ask for that little bit of guidance and help with this. It feels like you're very connected as well. And there's things that you feel as a person that probably a lot of kids around you or people around you growing up didn't have. There's a sensitivity to you. So tap into that. This is one of your biggest allies in this adventure. And as you're picking your course load and as you're going through this path, check in. Do that gut check, because often we find that, as you know, if we're sensitive or mediums and things of that nature, we'll get that feeling like, oh, this just doesn't feel good. And pay attention to that. It's going to be huge guide for you that for, and also as you go into your studies and things, like when you're preparing for exams, they're going to come in and they're going to tell you, you need to get prepared. You need to sit, you need to do these things. So listen to that. Don't push them aside. And above all else, when you're doing this and asking them for help, thank them when you know they're there. Give them that thanks, because that's going to strengthen your bond. And that's going to give you that extra boost with all of this to help you weather these little challenges. But they really want you to know you're not alone in all this, Cameron. Like, there's a big team there for you. You have your grandfather, there's other people there, there's your people in spirit as well. So you have lots of guidance and support in this one. And it's interesting because you're going to notice little bits of flickers or things like that. There's going to be synchronicity happening for you as you embark on that. And it will be your guiding light as well.
Okay, sure.
So I really feel you're on the right path, Cameron. You're getting that external push, but you know what's best for you. It feels like this is really good for you. So may I leave that with you, Cameron?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. That's given me so much clarity. I really needed that. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy that I could help you out. Good luck with your studies, Cameron. This is an amazing journey for you. And it's going to be wonderful. You got a bright future.
All right. Great.
All right.
Great. Thank you
again.
Thank
you for calling in. You're welcome. Well, there we have it. I just love helping people and hearing about people's journeys that they have and that they're on. And, you know, all of us there, we can call in spirit whenever we need them. We just have to make that ask. I need some help with this. And then pay attention for those little signs. There's a little pit in the stomach feeling. There's all these little things, synchronicity. Maybe you see 2:22 on the clock. That's what it is. So watch for that. And when you see it, thank them. Because that strengthens that bond and it gets you that little bit further with them, and they're there for you each and every day.